Hi, and welcome to this week's Launch Pod. I'm Elliot Murphy, and I'm here with Matthew Ravel. Joey's in prison this week, so he won't be with us during the full podcast, but he used his one phone call to give us the stat of the week. We've also got a couple of interviews. We've got an interview with Danilo from the Launchpad Translations team talking about search within translations. We've also got an interview with Aaron from the Launchpad code hosting team talking about a brand new feature for doing code reviews inside of Launchpad, and an interview with Unstoppable Chris Jones about Terminator, the future of all terminals.
Today, on the day that we're recording this, we released Launchpad 1.2.5. There's Launchpad-wide search. Now, we haven't got an interview about this, but it's something that I think is pretty cool because for the first time now, you can get search that will be like a major search engine. So it's Google-like search for Launchpad. So if you type in my name, Matthew Ravel, you'll get pages that show you where I crop up, whether it's in branch descriptions or bug reports or my profile page or blueprints or answers, you know, anything like that, wherever it is in Launchpad pretty much. So if you go to launchpad.net/plus search, let us know how you get on. Elliot, should we go and speak to Aaron?
Let's do that.
Aaron, welcome to Launchpod. Whereabouts in the world are you, Aaron?
I'm in Toronto, Canada.
I was wondering with Elliot earlier if we should expect you to be very polite, because that's the thing about Canadians, isn't it?
Well, you know, I try and break all the rules.
Do you go out of your way to break the rules?
Oh, now you're just baiting me.
Okay, you've been working on the new code branch merge proposal voting and commenting feature that's just landed in Launchpad. Give us an overview of what it is.
Okay, so the workflow, which you're probably familiar with if you work on Launchpad, is first we create a branch, then we propose that it be merged, then there's a review process that happens. Sometimes this results in a new version of the branch being submitted for review. Sometimes it gets approved immediately, and there's commentary and discussion. That all happens over the mailing list. What this does is it takes it, that process, and it integrates it more tightly into Launchpad so that you can basically do it on an ad hoc basis with any branch that's in Launchpad. We already had, when I joined, the concept of a merge proposal, and what I've been doing is adding the ability to have a discussion about that merge proposal, as well as some other features to the merge proposal.
You've worked on a similar thing in the past, right, with Bundle Buggy. How does this compare to what you've done with Bundle Buggy?
Well, Bundle Buggy in some ways comes at it from the opposite direction, because it was designed to work specifically for the Bazaar project and specifically as part of the Bazaar mailing list. This feature that I'm working on will have some mailing list-like properties, but at least initially it's going to function as its own instant mailing list rather than being part of an existing mailing list. You know, the people who are discussing this proposal basically form a mailing list that exists solely for the purpose of this discussion.
Oh, that's cool. So anyone with a branch in Launchpad now has a place to discuss the code changes in that branch.
That's right.
You mentioned their mailing list. So if we got an email part of the code review just yet, or is that coming later?
That's what I'm working on right now, and I'm at the stage of actually getting it reviewed.
Cool.
So we'll see that in the next release. What we have right now is a web forum sort of thing that will soon become a web forum that also integrates with email.
So something that I heard mentioned was that some projects were actually doing code review by filing bugs and then using the comments on the bug to discuss the proposed merge. This, I presume, is a more efficient way of doing it than trying to hack the bug tracker into doing it.
Well, it's always better to have a process that matches the actual workflow better. And certainly, I've been a vocal proponent of using bugs to indicate flaws in a program rather than, say, tasks that need to be performed or features that need to be added. But to focus really on just the flaws, because when you use something for a very specific purpose, you use it the way it was meant to be used, and it's clear to everyone else what's going on. So with this, we're taking my experience with Bundle Buggy. We're taking Mark's input and
Mark Shuttleworth.
And yes, Mark Shuttleworth and Tim Penhay's input and trying to come up with a process that supports code review and does it in a really nice way that's going to be so convenient that you'd never think of using bugs for it.
Something that I noticed on the code review was that when you vote, you can add a tag to your vote. So if you approve it, you can flavor your vote, let's say. So if you approve of the UI only, then you can add that tag. You know, you can make up a UI tag and add that to your vote. Do you think that's something that's quite important to be able to fine-tune your votes to a particular feature?
Well, it's certainly something that we've observed that we wanted to do in the Launchpad process, and part of what we're doing here is trying to make it so that Launchpad can dog food. So by moving the code review process into something that Launchpad does, we're allowing Launchpad to dog food. If you look at Launchpad's process, you will get reviews on just the database aspect of a patch, or you'll get reviews on just the UI elements of a patch. So we have this happening already, and we wanted to make sure that there was a way to carry it forward into the new system.
I've just made my first vote on a merge proposal today and added comments, and I like it. I'm especially happy that this is just automatically available to all the branches in Launchpad. I think that really lowers the barrier to using code review. So well done, Aaron.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like.
Cool. Thanks very much for joining us, Aaron.
Okay. Nice talking with you, too.
Right. Next, let's talk to Danilo Segan, who we're calling in Belgrade, Serbia. Danilo works on the translations team.
Danilo, welcome to the Launch Pod podcast. I wanted to ask you about the translation search that we've got now. This is something that you guys have been working on for quite a time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's something we have worked on and off for a couple of years already, I can say.
Why is it taking so long? It sounds quite simple. The ability to search through translations doesn't sound like a big deal.
Well, one of the big issues we have there is that we have a huge amount of translations in our database, and that's pretty hard actually to search for because we are looking for substring matches, and no database actually does it in a perfect way. So we've tried a few different approaches in the past, and they have given good results, but that would involve a lot of infrastructure changes in our database model and stuff like that, and we wanted to avoid it because that's a high-risk change, and not everybody was happy with doing that.
If I'm a translator, what will translation search let me do? Can I search for a string within a project or throughout the whole of Launchpad?
At the moment, you can only search for a string for a geo file, basically, which is, in most cases, equivalent to a project for upstream projects or for source packages. So you cannot yet search for entire Launchpad because that's still a very time-intensive task, and it would take a bit more work to make that work. We have some ideas on how to do that, but at the moment you can search for a single PO file. That will actually help you find misspellings and untranslated strings you have seen on your desktop, but you still have to know which project, which source package to look under.
Where would I find the search box in the Launchpad UI?
In the Launchpad UI, the search box for translations is located next to the filters on the translate page. So when you go and start translating something, you will see a search box on the right side of the screen. It will be beneath the Launchpad search box, which is also on the right side, but which is closer to the top.
All right, thanks very much, Danilo. Are there any known issues?
Yes, there is actually one important issue which we're actively working on solving, and that's searching for Firefox translation. Firefox translation support in Launchpad is a bit different from other GetText support because we are natively importing XPI files from Firefox. So we'll have to do some more changes to the code to actually enable searching for Firefox translation. However, we hope that will be done in the next month.
Cool. All right. Thanks very much, Danilo.
Okay, cool.
If you follow Planet Ubuntu, you may well have seen talk of Terminator. Terminator is a project that puts four terminal panes in one window. Earlier this week, I was down in London, so I caught up with the project's leader, Chris Jones, and had a chat to him about how he uses a Launchpad and how other people have got involved. Chris Jones, welcome to LaunchPod, the superbly named LaunchPad podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Chris, you're the owner of a project called Terminator. Tell us about Terminator.
Terminator is a little Python project which does a lot of the same things that GNOME Terminal does, but the main feature we have over them is the ability to tile multiple terminals in a single window. So instead of having all of your terminals hidden away in tabs, you can actually see them all next to each other and arrange them the same size, and they will never overlap. So that you can watch logs in one window, type commands in another. Generally, if you're an admin or you work a lot in terminals, it's a way of being able to do everything at once.
Now, you are a sysadmin as a profession. So is this something that's come out of that?
Yes, exactly. I always had a workspace on my Ubuntu machines with four terminals arranged next to each other. And every time I rebooted, I would painstakingly arrange four terminals to fit neatly together and not overlap. And so it just seemed sensible to write something that would do it for me. And it kind of blossomed from that into its own little project.
Forgive me for asking, but what is Terminator other than just GNOME terminals tiled nicely?
Nothing. That's exactly what it is. We are intending to add some more features in some of the upcoming versions so that you can save layouts. So you'd be able to click one button and get your full terminal workspace up and running with all of the commands you use, SSHing off to the host you use. But basically, that's it.
Okay, cool. So what sort of feedback have you had? Have you had a lot of uptake?
It's interesting. It falls into two categories. Some people are instantly very positive, and they maybe used something called GNOME Multiterm, which is an old project that was never updated to use newer versions of GNOME and GTK. So those kind of people generally are very positive about it. There's another group of people who say, I'm completely mad, and this is the totally wrong way to solve it, and we should be using a tiling window manager, or something like GNU Screen, which can split effectively one terminal into multiple sub-terminals. And, you know, those people have fair points. You can use those things, and those are very significant and useful tools, but this was an easy way of getting something which was how I was working already, and it seems to strike a chord with some people.
So other than people actually using it, have you had much in the way of contributions?
We have, yes. This has been one of the great things. We've had a few blog posts from people on Planet Ubuntu and elsewhere, which has really brought a lot of focus onto it. And I believe we're up to about 8 people have made contributions now. At the moment, the last couple of weeks, there are people who are doing more work than I am on it, which is fantastic.
Cool, okay. And as this is the Launchpad podcast, inevitably I have to ask, and I'm pleased to ask, in fact, how's Launchpad helped get other people involved in developing Terminator?
Initially, I use Launchpad anyway because I'm an Ubuntu user and take part in the testing it and reporting bugs about it. So initially it was a tool I was comfortable with, and apart from a bit of web space of my own, basically it provided me with everything I needed. So there was the bug tracking, the code hosting, and the translation support. So initially it was laziness really brought me to it. It was just convenient and it was right there. But as we've progressed, it has definitely been useful as a collaboration tool, and it means anybody can come along and give me a branch. And I can review that branch really easily and merge it into our main code. And so we've had, as I said previously, 7 or 8 people taking part, and they can work on the bugs. A few of them have joined the team, which gives them access to submit code into the main repository. So I'll very often wake up in the morning and somebody has received a bug report, confirmed it, written a patch for it, and checked it into the code before I've even woken up, which is, that's fantastic. What more could you want?
Is there anything about Launchpad that you'd like to change? I imagine there are things that you would like to see either added to Launchpad or slightly tweaked.
I suppose initially the most useful thing to us would be a wiki. We have a bit of web space that I'm using off my own domain, but other than that, all of the other resources, literally everything else, is in Launchpad. So it would be nice if we could just have a home page for the project, which is independent of my own ability to keep a web server up on a home connection or something. Beyond that, I don't think there's really anything. I mean, we actually use effectively every feature that Launchpad offers to a project, some of them more than others. So we have a mailing list, which hasn't seen a great deal of use because we have an IRC channel, which is a much more useful means of communication for most of the developers. But I expect as the user base grows, hopefully grows, we'll see more people wanting to come onto the mailing list to ask questions. And so being able to refer those to the answers is very helpful. But I still think a wiki would be a useful feature to have there.
So Matt, one of the things I wanted to put a plug in for this week was the Sparkle project on Launchpad. We talk a lot about Ubuntu and projects that use Ubuntu and Linux on Launchpad, but Launchpad is a resource that's available to open source software on any platform. So we welcome Windows, Mac, and other platforms as well. So Sparkle, I just ran across the other day. It's a really cool Cocoa framework that lets Mac developers add self-update functionality to their applications using this thing called Appcasts. It's pretty neat. So if you're working on a Mac, check out the Sparkle project. It looks pretty useful. It's launchpad.net/Sparkle, S-P-A-R-K-L-E.
Okay. Although Joey can't be with us for the full recording this week, he has managed to sneak away to give us a stat of the week. So Joey, give us your number of the week.
Hi, thanks, Matt. Hey, today's statistic is about projects registered in Launchpad. There are 6,635 projects registered in Launchpad. Some interesting things about those projects. Out of those 6,635, 1,878, or 1,878, have bugs reported. 434 have active translations. 3,654 have bizarre branches. That's slightly more than half have bizarre branches. 1,062 have blueprints, and 1,079 have questions and answers in our system. The other interesting thing that people don't realize about projects is that we accept Unicode. So, for example, if you happen to be, your native language happens to be Arabic, you can actually register projects and teams with that. So, for example, I'll just use Arabic. The Ubuntu Arabic team is a good example. Their team and their project, Ubuntu-Arabic, are available on Launchpad in Arabic code. So that's kind of a neat thing, don't you think? Okay, well, that's it for this week. Back to you.
Thanks, Joey, for that number of the week. Also, thanks to you for listening and to all of the people who've joined us on the podcast this week. Thanks a lot, Elliot.
You're welcome.
Have you enjoyed being on LaunchPod Episode 3?
This has been the most fun so far. Next week, I'm going to do it completely naked.
Wow, I just assumed you had been all along.
Drinking, but not naked.
Right, okay. Well, if you've got anything that you want to see on LaunchPod, then send us a mail to feedback@launchpad.net, or you can go to the LaunchPod webpage on our help wiki, which is where you can also give us a question. If you've got a burning question about LaunchPad, we'll answer it on the podcast, and then everyone can get the answer.
And I know people have questions because they come on to #Launchpad on Freenode and hassle us about things, so send them in.
Yeah, and so either send your questions to feedback@launchpad.net or go to help.launchpad.net/podcast. And that's podcast with a capital P. So I think that's about it, really. Oh, if you want to, you know, subscribe to the podcast feed for this, you need to go to news.launchpad.net/category/podcast/feed. And you can subscribe to that in your podcatcher and get us every week. So, cool. Thanks a lot, Elliot. And speak to you this time next week.
Bye.
Bye.